Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah. Quentin, does that go in Magic Moments? Is that where you got that? Or well, did you just have that ready?
I didn't put it in Magic Moments because I knew you'd get it immediately, but I thought this was an opportunity to be able to play that clip anyways.
Yes, indeed. How did we start? Yesterday we were talking about the attack squirrel in San Francisco, and then you all were telling us about the things that had attacked you, including
the
cutest little Shetland pony.
Cutest animals that have attacked you, yeah.
In this case, it was, in fact, a child that was the animal that bit the woman's nipple off while breastfeeding. This was at a people.com. Rebecca Conklin was breastfeeding her 15-month-old son to sleep, she says, when she noticed something unusual. As he drifted off, she gently unlatched him and clasped her bra, only to spot blood on his chin. Looking closer, she realized he had bitten her nipple. This is up online. She says in the video, "I am at the ER right now because my son accidentally..." I'm glad she says accidentally bit my nipple and it's hanging on. She says, it doesn't hurt, but I don't know. I was told to go to the ER. She called her OBGYN who said, go to the ER right now. At that point, they said there wasn't much they could do. They said the wound would heal on its own like a scab. They just gave her ointment and tape. And at that point, she said, I think we're done breastfeeding. It's time to wean him off.
Well, yeah, you're down to one nipple.
Yeah.
I think that,
and if he does it again, then you're really in trouble. She also said he has 12 teeth and they're very sharp, but he generally doesn't bite much. And so she said she felt no pain. She asked if the injury would prevent her from being able to breastfeed future kids. They said, yeah, possibility, but it would heal completely and she should be able to have use of it again.
I mean,
700,000 views on TikTok.
See, the problem with this is it's really hard to talk about without it sounding like judgmental or anything. She's 15 months old. I know a lot of women stop breastfeeding once the kids, you know, develop teeth that could bite you. So maybe that's why it's got so many views and there's a lot of commentary on it. I just wonder if the kid, it's you know what it is? It's from being exposed to too much baby shark. They
absolutely
hear that song and they start acting like a baby shark. That's exactly what happened. Chomp.
Yeah, I'd be curious to know what the comments are and how much of it was supportive and how much of it was judgmental, because you just never know. I can see some people saying he's too old to breastfeed. Initially, this said toddler. At what age is a kid a toddler?
About that age.
I would think two. To me, a 15-month-old is not a toddler.
I don't know. That's a good question. I always thought toddler just meant they're kind of walking around toddling.
Okay.
That's usually a little after one.
Why didn't she have pain? Why didn't she feel pain? Why did she not notice this?
According to this, a child is a toddler from 1 to 3 years old.
Okay.
I can't speak specifically to this, but I know, you know, women who have breastfed will say it kind of gets not numb, but you
like
you
desensitized.
You lose some sensitivity if you breastfeed a lot.
That makes sense.
And then, so I could see that happening. What's good about that, I guess, is because most of us imagining this think of how incredibly painful that is. And she didn't notice it until blood was coming out of her kid's mouth.
I think the first thing a lot of us did was like cover our chests when we heard this story.
Yep.
Most women like covered our chests going, he nearly bit it off.
Yeah.
That's gross.
I wonder how many other people have been injured by their babies. Like that's.
Oh, you know, I bet there's a lot of people. I bet.
Yeah.
I mean, I've never had the pleasure. But
specifically, I'm sure that it's happened to a lot of moms where they've been bitten, maybe not to where it came off while breastfeeding. Finn hit me over the head one time with he had a little guitar that we had. And I was sitting on the floor, and it was like a ukulele. He was like 1 and a half, and he just kabonged me over the head. And it hurt. Like, I was actually, I wasn't even mad. I was kind of, like, impressed. I was like, good job, buddy. Like, I didn't know you had that swing in you.
I'm waiting for men to tell us the stories of when they've been hit in the golden triangle.
In the junk? Oh, I'm sure that's happened plenty of times. When you get bent
do you like that junk.
I did. I liked that. I'm going to use that now. Golden triangle.
Golden triangle.
Yeah. You know, yeah. I'm sure, but by their little kids, like I know it happens, kids hit baseballs and stuff like that, but by their little kids that didn't, you know, have any clue what they were doing.
That was half of America's funniest videos.
Yeah, it really was.
Dudes getting hit in the nards.
Yeah. She says she is still going to breastfeed in the future, but this is not going to distract her. And it makes sense to me how easy it would be to fall asleep and drift off while you're breastfeeding because they just sit there and they just, you know, and they're just going.
Let's see from the text line, it happened to me with my first son and it's painful as hell. I don't know. And a lot of women are saying like, is this woman She-Hulk? Like how did this happen? And she just didn't even notice it.
Yeah.
Also from the text line, 12 teeth and she's still breastfeeding. My wife weaned our parasites at 1 year. They had a few teeth at that point. And that's why I said is full disclosure. Katie did not breastfeed because it just some physical issues.
Yeah. Not everybody does.
Not going to get into that, but, just, she had some physical issues with it. Couldn't do it. And so it was formula, which sucked. That is so freaking expensive. It's insane.
Yeah.
But I know women usually stop breastfeeding around the time they're getting bitten. Like the only other way to do it would be to pump, I guess, so that they're not chewing you down.
It makes sense to me that it is possible that a child with teeth would only use their lips to suck and that their teeth wouldn't get in the way, you know, like they would just, their teeth would.
You would think, but unless they're just kind of exploring and like, ah, oh, this feels funny like, to bite down on.
Hey, buffet, gimme.
From the text line, I got black eyes from my son when he was a few months old by him accidentally headbutting me when laying on my chest.
You got eyes from that? Wow.
I can't remember. It was either Henry or Finn, but I used to, like, I would hold them if I wasn't wearing a shirt, and they would, it was Henry, because he's the antagonistic one, would literally rip out chest hair.
Oh, like, I can picture that. Me, yeah.
Just, rah, like starting a lawnmower. Just, rah, and if God help me if I try to pull him off, because then he'd get two handfuls of it.
Yeah.
Just
have to unlatch them, take their little paws and unravel them.
I do feel like that we are obligated to play this clip based on this conversation.
Feral crotch goblin.
Thank you very much. That is absolutely the definition right there.
Yeah.
That's what they are.
From the text line, I took the pointed cowboy boots from a mad 2-year-old right to the golden triangle.
Okay.
So there you go.
I've been hit in the nose a couple of times by my friend's kids pretty hard.
Yeah.
And you don't want to, and the kids were old enough that you have to hide the fact that it hurt so much Because you don't want to hurt their feelings.
You don't want to traumatize them.
Yeah. You don't want them to think that, oh, no, they hurt you. You have to play it off and laugh and cry later because it really hurt. Yeah.
That's good that you hit me there, buddy.
Yeah. Good job. Yeah. Strong arm.
No, you did a great job. That's fine. not in pain at all.
This is freaking me out right now.
I know.
Especially because the camera went down while you did that. And so it was just yellow on my screen and I didn't know what was happening. Tell us more stories of when you regretted having children because they left you injured.
We did cute animal injuries yesterday. What's your baby injury?
Yeah, what's the kid done to you?
We're rocking a theme this week. 913-586-7798. How many of you got injured from your kids?
Little
what
kids.
Was your injury?
Like I wanted little to like kids. When they're little enough to not do it on purpose.
Not your teenage son beat you up.
Yeah.
Which happens to me daily. Just generally, like, how did your child, your baby, beat you up? 913-586-7798.
Yeah, your cute baby.
With that in mind, while we wait on responses from that, John Cena is out there. He's a very popular guy. Also, very well known for his work with children, because he does I think he has set the record for most make-a-wish.
Really?
Wishes granted.
I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah, he has. I think he beat The Rock on it. But he has talked about how he's child-free and doesn't think it's fair to have a child with the lifestyle that he has. He said, I have certain curiosity about life, and I also know the investment that it takes. And my biggest fear is, as someone who's driven many times, stubborn and selfish, I try to approach the world with kindness and curiosity, but I don't think I'm personally ready, nor will I ever be, to invest the time it needs to be a great parent.
Because he's been married for 5 years, by the way. So this isn't about him being single.
Right. Because I want to live life for all it is. So basically he's like, look, I have a very busy schedule. I like doing a lot of things. And because of that, I don't have kids. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
I appreciate him speaking out about it. On another day, this is worth more time and a bigger conversation about the things we are comfortable asking strangers and what we judge on. I can tell you from my position, not having kids, I feel like people are way too comfortable judging or assuming why I don't have kids. Mm-hmm. And the assumptions are always wrong. And people assume that if you don't have kids or if you are doing it by choice, there's something wrong with you. You're too selfish. Why aren't you? Why aren't you, And I think women in particular are judged for it because we're all supposed to have these maternal instincts and we're all supposed to want kids and we're all supposed to be the same like our parents were. And I appreciate him speaking out about it. Yeah. I feel like women get it a lot more than men do, but we assume a lot about that. And I would just say like, not everyone is able, not every woman can.
My aunt was one of the most positive impact or people that had the most positive impact on my life. Wonderful human being. I don't know whether she wanted to have kids or not, but she had a hysterectomy when she was in her 30s and couldn't. Mm-hmm. And I know that that was challenging for her, but she was also a teacher and she kind of just had fun being an aunt.
Yeah.
Like that was her approach. Right.
Yeah. Same thing.
To John Cena's point, and to your point too, I don't really think that you have to like justify it or anything like that. I feel like he is justifying it a little bit in that he's pro that. Nobody's business.
It's like, not.
I had kids.
Yeah.
But the 90% of the reason I had kids is because Katie wanted to have sex. Like I was like, okay, cool. Like, oh, we had a kid. Well, that's the price I pay. But I love having kids. I love being a dad. It's just, I don't know. It's just so dumb to judge people one way or the other.
And I won't. And you're right. We shouldn't have to explain it. And I'm not. Yeah. And it's usually not one reason. But people ask and they judge. And so you want to give an explanation to get to increase people's understanding. And that doesn't work. People are going to think what they're going to think. But I hate the assumption that it's selfish. I hate the assumption that everybody should and that everybody should live the same way. It's just, but just don't ask people. Don't don't. Like, I have several friends that have been married like 5 years, 5 or 6 years, that don't have kids yet. Don't ask them yet why they don't have kids. Don't ask new couples that don't have, or couples at all, why they don't have kids. You never know what people are going through.
I mean, you know, you get most of that, or at least in our, before we had kids, there was a lot of pressure, not from my mom, but from our mother-in-law, or from my mother-in-law. It was like, so when are you going to have babies?
Yeah.
It was as soon as we got married. It was like, hey, okay, you got married. We were dating, and then it was like, when are you getting married? And now that you're married, you're going to have kids. Mm-hmm. And it's like, okay, and then when are the kids going to have kids? And when are they going to get married? And when are they going to get jobs? Back to the baby injury stuff.
And we're getting calls here, too.
Okay, yeah, 913-586-7798. 0142 says, my baby headbutted me during burp time, gave me a legit black eye. I could see that happening because they rear back sometimes and then just swing forward, and they got big old noggins, and they don't know how to handle them yet. 0198 says, toddler yeeted a wooden block at my shin. I limped like I'd been sniped. And a lot of people asking whether stepping on Legos and things like that count. No, just because your kid left something out, it's not the same as your kid actively injuring you. We're talking about doing combat with your child. 913-586-7798. Your calls and texts on this coming up. When did your baby injure you? That's on midday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, they're supposed to be these little bundles of joy, lights of your life, the reason you exist. Your reason for being on the planet, these kids of yours. Not always. There was this case of this woman went on TikTok and put up the video about how her 15-month-old that she was breastfeeding, who had 12 teeth, she fell asleep while he was latched on, and she woke up covered in blood. So was he. He nearly bit off her nipple. They said it's going to heal like a scab.
Yeah.
Maybe I should That's know disgusting. The answer to this.
Wouldn't you get like, is there not like plastic surgery or something well, you get for that? Nipple reconstruction or something?
How will she? She's not going to be able. I mean, she can breastfeed out of the other one, but it's going to look. It's not going to look the same anymore.
Well, thankfully in our society, we stigmatize looking there, so we're good.
Well, but not if you're intimate with someone. I mean, not if you're, that's.
All right. I have a
weird
question.
She's going to explain that.
Well, it's. I'm assuming it would be with her husband.
Well, what if she's not always married to him? What if she's married to somebody else or she dates later?
They have a 15-month-old. Maybe. But here's my question. If she doesn't have a nipple there, would it be legal or I guess if she would say she was on television, okay, and she revealed that breast without the nipple, would they have to censor that?
I mean, usually it's the nipple that's the problem.
It's the nipple that's the problem,
not the breast itself.
Right.
Usually that's where the line is.
So I think,
is.
Like, she has one TV.
TV ready.
She has one that's TVMA and one that's TVPG. Yeah.
I'm so curious. I'm morbidly curious about what that's going to look like when it heals. What do you mean it's just a scab?
We should have had this conversation on, like, Tuesday because this is just full
what
of magic.
What do you mean it's just going to be a scab? That's a different kind of skin.
Just a quick procedural thing. I've suggested you should use audio from Fridays for the next week's magic moments.
Yeah.
Because that we definitely wouldn't get that. From 7302, as far as your baby's hurting you. My 2-year-old and I were playing. I was on my knees to be closer to her height. She walked up to me and said so very sweetly, "Daddy, I'm going to break your heart."
Wow.
And I said, "Aw, okay. How are you going to do that?" She then kicked me right in the golden triangle.
Mm-hmm.
I was on the floor struggling between laughter and tears. She's almost 15 now, and this has become a family threat whenever the kids are arguing. I love that she said, "I'm going to break your heart," and then kicked you in the co-jones. Congratulations on having a ruthless child, sir.
I have all of your information about what happens if your nipple is torn off now.
All right, let's hear it.
Probably should have warned you a while ago. No, a nipple that is completely lost will not grow back on its own. Nerve endings may be damaged or lost. That can affect all kinds of things. Without a nipple, you cannot breastfeed, obviously. After the initial healing, a plastic surgeon can do a nipple reconstruction. A specialized tattoo is used to create the appearance of the nipple and surrounding area.
Tattoo?
That way it's permanent. Yeah, that makes sense.
Shading? That seems like that would be painful, too.
Yes.
I don't know. But then if you've lost a nipple, then you lose the sensitivity there. I don't.
Okay, now I have some questions. And I'm going to try and phrase these as not inside teenage me wants to phrase this. So you're still going to produce milk?
Yes.
How would you get rid of said milk?
I didn't get that far in my research.
Women have to pump.
And you're going to...
And you're still breastfeeding, so your hormones are still going to be like, we need to produce it.
Yeah, like your boobs know to produce milk when the kids are latching.
Go to the other side? You're right. Would that just get full?
That's a very specific thing to Google.
I don't know.
I don't even know how to Google that.
That's too many words. I don't know what. Yeah. I don't know. Can they drain it? I guess. Can you poke a hole in your nipple and drain it?
I don't know
it?
If I could just Google, can you drain boobs? I don't know if that's something I can just Google.
It's for the show. It's on the sheet.
There's a website. There's a website, boobdrainers.com. Oh, God. Oh, no.
I don't think I can look at that website in Kansas.
The phone is ringing. I don't know if that's because we have like an OBGYN on the line or if you're calling to tell us about what your kid did to you. But
kids, 0453, never go fishing with a 5-year-old. You're going to end up with piercings in places you never thought a hook should go. And then that same texter about the baby, I guess, said he's got a taste for blood. He needs to be euthanized like an animal.
Oh, my gosh.
I think it's a little extreme, but still made me laugh.
I have answers to things, too. I have all kinds of answers.
Go ahead.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, you will still produce milk because it happens in the breast tissue, not just the nipple. The missing nipple makes it impossible to feed the baby. You will need to express the milk manually or with a breast pump to feed your baby and maintain your milk production. They don't tell me what you do with
So what do you do with
there?
How do you get the milk out?
No direct way to deliver milk to the baby. I think you got to drain it. I think if it's there,
are
the two separate? Is the tissue that produces the milk, is all of that? Is there a wall somewhere?
I feel like the gutter is there. It's just kind of covered, right? Like I'm trying to make an analogy, but it's there. The flow can go to it, but it just gets stopped at the end.
So can we push it back the other way?
I'm just imagining like poking it with a needle and like a fire hydrant, you know, like when you tap a fire hydrant and you just start shooting
horrible
out the
analogy,
side.
Oh my God. You could probably go to a doctor though, and they could stick a pretty big needle in there and just drain it. Sounds amazing.
Yeah. It just seems like they would be able to reconstruct one though. Right?
A nipple? You would think
Out of
you think that would be easier.
Like they made ears for people. They can't make a nipple. Remember that mouse that had the ear on its back? And I mean, when women get breast, like not augmentation, but mastectomies, don't they? I don't know, but do they leave the nipple intact in that case or not?
I also don't know.
Yeah.
But you would think, because you don't necessarily need to, in order to breastfeed, I'm such the expert, but you don't need to have the nerve endings there. You just need to know if the, I mean, you just need to look so that you, the kid doesn't do this again, but you, mm-hmm. all you need is a duct. All you need to, you just need a little tube, right? The, maybe a little cover. I don't know.
You need to siphon your breast milk out.
We're so smart. I don't know. Med school, all of us.
Yeah. From the text line, I don't know how you would drain it. The nipple itself has pores in it that the milk comes from.
But not if it's gone. Not if it's just a, if it's just scar tissue.
3561, they can make a nipple from pig's ears. I just realized that, though. Like, if you're, if you've got a reconstructed nipple made from animal parts, how is your, never mind. How's your husband going to feel about that? Or how is your child going to feel about it? I don't know.
The husband can use the other one.
I guess so.
So can your child.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Breast
pumps. Yeah. And by the way, if you just tuned in, we're talking about a woman. A woman
so
who had her nipple bitten off. She was breastfeeding her 15-month-old and the 15-month-old bit her nipple off. And we're just trying to figure out, like, because the doctors told her. Yeah, the doctors basically were like, yeah, there's nothing you can do. It's just going to heal over like a scab. And we're like, but wouldn't she still be producing milk?
Mm-hmm. And if so, and she doesn't have a way for it to get out.
I am so happy that everybody has the same question as me, because I was really
from
worried.
The text line, I got 3D nipple tattoos that look very real. And yes, tattoos hurt. Okay.
3D nipple? What is that? Why even 3D?
Mean? You get some like shading underneath
about?
It. You know, creates a shadow.
Okay.
Okay, but I'm so sorry that this texter had texted earlier. They said I had a double mastectomy due to breast cancer. I thought they were just somebody who just got tattoos over their nipples.
Oh,
they said I had a double mastectomy due to breast cancer, including nipples with reconstruction. I got 3D nipple tattoos that look very real, and yes, the tattoos hurt. Okay,
I bet.
Thank you for that information. Sorry about that. I'm just trying to keep up with the text line sometimes, and I just see one random text and I'm confused.
I'm surprised it hurt, because if you lose your nipple, you don't have nerve endings there anymore.
Yeah, she says it hurts. Huh. Yeah. Somebody says just like a Capri Sun, just a stabby straw from the juice box.
Yeah.
I mean, kind of. A little more complicated, but sort of.
All right. Can we move on now?
Yes.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not
outside of Cleveland.
You know,
the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I think that would be a fantastic idea.
I can tell you what I'm going to name this podcast hour.
Let me update Charlie Sheen tickets coming up. Charlie Sheen tickets at the Uptown Theater went on sale at 10 o'clock this morning, and I just remembered a little while ago. I want to update everybody on what they're charging
for these. Very reasonably
coming
priced.
Up. I think it's
very
good.
Reasonable.
Even we can afford to go.
Oh, I mean, yeah, sure. You know? Anybody can, even us radio dorks. That's coming up in just a few minutes on Midday.
my life the way I want. I'm going to win inside of every moment, and they can just find the most comfortable chair in their small house and sit back and enjoy the show. You know,
That was Charlie Sheen. I thought he said it somewhere a little more emphatically, the winning, when he said he was winning. But Charlie Sheen is coming to the Uptown Theater on October 27th. Tickets went on sale this morning. And these are way more expensive than I expected them to be.
Yeah, I'm kind of shocked by this, to be honest.
The cheapest tickets are $97. Mm. And you can spend more than that if you would like. Who's going to spend $200? Because I think tickets go up to that. Who's going to spend $200 for an evening with Charlie Sheen?
I mean, is he signing things afterwards?
It doesn't say that he is. It's possible because he's got that new autobiography out.
Yeah, if he's like going to be signing his book, then maybe it'd be worth it, because then you'd have a signed copy of his dumb book that you can maybe sell one day. But I don't know, because the only thing I think of is, you know, there's a certain demographic that they know will go out and buy tickets and have more money. That demographic is older people.
Yes.
So if you maybe are in your 50s and 60s and you have more money, you'd be willing to spend it to go see Charlie Sheen. Personally, I would maybe consider going if the tickets were comped
for
free.
Same.
But otherwise, I wouldn't be caught dead there. I mean, don't get me wrong. I think he's a fascinating individual, but I have nothing to learn from Charlie Sheen.
How big is this theater? I've never been to the Uptown Theater. Like, how big is this venue?
It's been a long time since I've been there.
I've been there. I've seen some stand-up comics there before.
A couple hundred, maybe? Is it more than that?
Oh, no, it's more
than
that.
Is it bigger than
I would say like a couple thousand.
Okay.
Yeah.
So like a 3,000-4,000 seat venue?
I don't think it's not. It's not huge.
So maybe that's why.
1,700.
Wow, okay. Yeah. So that's very small.
Yeah, I'm fascinated by him. I'm fascinated by what I think might... You're going to see the train wreck, right? Is he going to keep it together or is it going to be a mess? Is he going to be a good storyteller or not?
Are you hoping that he is a train wreck? Like, maybe. If you go and he's like, hey, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for coming out. Boy, I've conquered my demons. It's all behind me and I found Jesus.
And how
long? Let me just tell you, for the next 45 minutes, about my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, is it an hour? Is it 2 hours? We don't know because it's not on we don't know from their website how long that is. I was shocked by that. I thought 30, 40 bucks maybe. Not 97.
He might just be reading from his book too.
Oh, that's boring.
That's possible. Yeah.
I hope not.
He's going to sit there and read his autobiography to you.
Get the audiobook.
Katie and I are big fans of this writer, David Sedaris,
I wish you could see my screen. I looked up David Sedaris. He's coming to Kansas City.
Well, there you go.
Go ahead. Because I was going to say the same thing. Yeah.
We're huge fans of his.
Me too.
And we've gone to go see him.
Me too.
And he does a great job of basically reading his material on stage, but he's a great performer.
Yes.
And very funny, and he does voices and stuff like that, and it's worth going to see him. But he's also known for that.
Right.
He does these readings from his books that are just hysterical and like the funniest thing you'll ever go see.
He does this a lot, by the way. And he's coming here in May. He does this thing a lot where he'll, because I've seen him before, where if he has a new book out, and again, the books are they all essays?
Yeah.
Okay. So
there's essays, short stories, I guess, but whatever you want to call them.
Yeah. Me Talk Pretty One Day was the big famous one. And then they've all been good. And he'll read from the book and he'll do a live Q&A and he's just very casual about it. He's going to be at Helzberg Hall at the Kauffman Center on May 1st. Tickets go on sale October 17th. What would you pay for that? It's called An Evening with David Sedaris, starts at 8 p.m. I'm guessing it's going 2 hours.
Last time I saw him in Worcester, I paid, I think, $200 for tickets for me and Katie. But that included a book signing afterwards. And we went to go get the book signed, and he talked to us for a couple of minutes. It was great.
I have no idea how much tickets are, but let's assume you don't get the book. There will be a book signing at this. Books will be available for sale at the event. I'm going to guess at Kauffman Center, these are $75. Probably. Yeah. Maybe more.
Yeah.
Just because where
he
it
also,
is.
Not that you and I are the most sophisticated people out there, but I think he also tends to draw in a more sophisticated crowd, more literary, more upscale crowd.
More well-read.
Of people, more well-read. Mm-hmm. I hate saying it because we're on, 98.1 KMBZ, but an NPR-ish kind of crowd.
Yeah.
People who have no problem donating. Mm-hmm. To that kind of thing. So, yeah. It's worth it for him. Yeah. I don't know if it'd be worth it for Charlie Sheen. I don't even know if the book's any good.
I don't either. Maybe I want to read a little bit of the book first. Mm. The book's for sale and see if the book is good.
Yeah.
Aren't there places that you can like read the first chapter or something like that?
Probably.
Yeah, you can get an excerpt of it.
I mean, you could even go to a place like Barnes & Noble, probably. That bookstore that still exists.
Oh, you mean that coffee shop that has a bookstore attached to it?
Is it still open at Oak Park Mall? You can go there and read it.
It is. They just built one off of 159th.
A new one?
A new one. A new Barnes & Noble just opened up in Blue Hawk, I think is the marketplace by the Cosentino's down here. I was shocked when I saw that. I was like, are books selling that well? Or is it just they have games and coffee and stuff? But I'll tell you something. Anytime I go to the one in Oak Park Mall, it's crowded. There's a lot of people in there.
I'm a little curious. Yeah, I haven't been to Oak Park Mall in a year or two, probably. But yeah, are you buying books in the bookstore?
Yeah.
Are you buying magazines? What do they sell in bookstores now?
9135867798.
Yeah. What are they selling?
When was the last
bookstores?
Time you went to a bookstore and what are you buying from there? I will tell you, the last time I went into a Barnes & Noble, it was to buy, because they have a really good selection of puzzles. That was one.
Okay.
I was
but
really
it was
into
not
puzzles,
a book.
But it wasn't a book.
It was not a book.
I don't remember the last time I bought a paperback book. I read everything off of my Kindle.
I do. I went to Half Price Books. That's usually where I go, is Half Price Books, because we've got a couple of them. And yes, it's a nerdy thing to do, but if I really need to get off my phone, I will lay in bed. So I have several really big hardcover atlases. Mm-hmm. And I'll just look at like the demographics, and I know it's a thing to get me on my phone. And they're expensive.
I was smiling because that's my both of my sons are obsessed with maps.
Okay. So if they are ever at my house, I have several big hardcover, massive atlases.
You would lose Finn for hours on something like that. He's obsessed with maps and it's constantly. He's always on Google Maps, like going around the country and looking at stuff.
And they're expensive. And they're a cool thing to like have on a coffee table and that kind of thing. And so I went into Half Price Books and I bought a couple. And I probably bought a couple of David Sedaris books of essays. Mm-hmm. Books are not cheap anymore.
Apparently the Charlie Sheen show is almost sold out, according to texters.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. We're getting calls about Charlie Sheen.
Oh, for an extra $159 above and beyond your ticket to the show, you get a meet and greet with Charlie Sheen and he'll sign the book.
For an extra how much?
$159.
I'm not paying that.
That's from the text line. Sign it. You know what? I'm good. I don't need a secondhand high from Charlie Sheen.
Does he need the money? He can't need the money.
I don't think so. And who knows? I don't know. Maybe he just wants the attention. From the text line, my 16-year-old asked me to take him to Barnes & Noble last night to buy a couple records.
Okay, but not books.
Here's the question.
This is fascinating.
Here's the question, 5952. Is he listening to the records, or are they just going on his wall?
Mm-hmm.
I want to know that.
Yeah, what are you buying at the bookstore? I'm so interested to know. Or are you just, like, we used to just go and sit and get a coffee, read magazines, and just kind of hang out. But we didn't buy anything before we left. Yeah. Or I would get travel books there sometimes and look at travel books, but I didn't buy anything. Man.
When I was up in Maryville, there was a board game cafe that was really popular. Where
we've got a couple here. Yeah.
Yeah. Where he sold some books. A lot of it was board games, and it had a little coffee shop. The coffee was great. But it was a place where you could just go sit down, hang out, and it was independently owned. And the owner was really cool. And he was like, as long as you aren't causing ruckus, I don't care if you come in and buy anything. You know, he just wanted a place for us college kids to hang out.
Mm-hmm.
So I bet there's a lot of places like that where it's just a place to go and be around other people.
Okay. We have a call about Charlie Sheen and a call about bookstores.
Okay.
So we can get a couple of these on here. Let's go to Ken first in Olathe. Hey, Ken, what do you think about Charlie Sheen?
I have seen him in a couple of one-on-one interviews on cable. He was funny as hell. I think he's been clean and sober for like 8 years. Of course, it's a different audience, but I was very impressed with the guy.
Okay.
So he was good. I mean, he's a performer, and he does have a very natural... Whoa, hearing my voice.
Yeah.
He has a very natural charisma, that obviously. And I always thought it was funny that his, you know, he wanted to be like, almost like an action star early on in his career, and was like this bad boy, and then was like in Major League, and then really found his footing with comedy.
Yeah.
Whether that was sitcoms or like Hot Shots and, like I said, Major League already. So I don't know. But I could see him being funny.
Yeah. And you could work with him. I mean, get somebody, get a media person to work with him a little bit if he needs help in that setting. You know, you can be funny and be engaging, but that's a weird setting. One person on stage, 1,700 people in front of you.
5952 says that he has... But he is both listening to the records, but they are also on his wall.
Okay.
Yeah. And not just decoration.
If you, we can get to a break, but if you want to call and tell me why you like bookstores, go for it.
What are you doing at bookstores? You buying stuff or are you just hanging out? You just like the atmosphere? There's something about, I think, there's like an insulation from the books that makes things just seem quieter. Or maybe people treat it like a library, so it's comforting and calming. 913-586-7798. What the hell are you doing at bookstores lately, guys? It's 2025. Get a Kindle. 913-586-7798. It's coming up.
There's a new one that opened in South Overland Park. You said it's a Barnes & Noble that opened? Okay.
Yeah. I haven't been in it yet, but it has opened, and I was pleasantly surprised by that.
Fantastic.
What
do you buy at bookstores?
A lot of people are saying they go to Rainy Day Books, half-price books, and they're always busy, and they're right. It is always busy, but I do wonder, like, what's the overhead? I guess at a used bookstore, it's probably not too bad. You probably get a lot of donations.
Yeah.
So the overhead's pretty good. But other than that, I don't know. I don't like actual paper. Like, you know what I mean? It just, there's something about turning a page and just the feeling of the rough paper. And some people like it. I prefer just to swipe on my Kindle. I know that's not romantic, but I don't care.
913-586-7798. Let's go to the phones. Steve's in Olathe. Steve, what do you think?
Hi. Both of us read. We've read for years. She teaches oncology, and I've got an English lit major, so it kind of goes with that. But we've collected books, but it's not necessarily collecting. We read them and keep them. Massive library. Long story short, a guy running for office a couple years ago stopped. I was impressed by that, but he turned out to be an architectural engineer by trade. He looked in our house around the corner and he said, "Can I come in?" He did some math in his head and said, "You better drop your library to the basement before the whole thing goes on its own." So we've got somewhere, he figured, and he was close, we got somewhere around 15,000 volumes. And and my wife came up with the idea 10 years ago to get to know the neighbors better. Every fourth Saturday, we just open our house up and we've got little library cards and people can come in and check out. And we've met some wonderful people. The kids love it because we've got all kinds of books. And we go to Half Price a lot. Not the new bookstores as much because just a point and click and you can get it on Amazon. But Half Price has got a great vibe and you can get some really cool prices and whatnot. And no, we don't like Kindles.
I get it. You know what? You saying that about the weight of the books made me realize something. The number one reason I don't have books is I move too much. Because I move too much, and it's the heaviest. It's why I don't have DVDs or VHS tapes or anything like that anymore either. Because it just got to the point where that was the most backbreaking part of moving, was moving all of our books and CDs and DVDs and all that stuff. But you know what? There is something about it too.
Thanks, Steve.
That he hit on that I think we're just missing in this world of infinite abundance. the idea of going to a store and wanting something and not knowing if it's going to be there. Like,
oh,
wanting,
or
better to go and discover something.
Yeah.
Like, you go and, like, you know, maybe there's an employee.
Wander and just look.
Right, there's an employee who has got a section, like, these are my favorite books, or remember you used to go to the Blockbuster or the local video store, and there would be, like, Nick's Picks or something like that, and you would say, oh, what movies is Nick like? And then you would check them out. And there was a surprise, and there was a sense of risk, too, to getting stuff. I mean, and how many
frustration.
Times... Yeah. And how many times did you buy a CD when you maybe only knew one song by the band?
Yeah.
You know, there's no risk to anything anymore. And I think we're missing that because there's no payoff or reward for risking things.
It's funny that you say that you're on the Kindle. So because I know you're trying to like get off your phone later at night.
Yeah.
And so it's still a screen, but it's not your phone at least.
Well, so it's a screen, but the way the Kindle works, it's the e-ink. So it's not shooting light in my face. Yeah, it's all e-ink, and it's just flat, and it doesn't project anything.
I just nice. Bought an actual book for the first time in forever. We read a lot for this show, and so I make no secret of the fact that the bulk of my leisure reading is done when I'm traveling. But Elizabeth Gilbert, that wrote Eat, Pray, Love, who I've gone to see do one of these live Q&As, and she's really good at it, she's out with her first nonfiction book in 10 years, and it's based on this really dramatic relationship in her life. So I just bought that. That's sitting next to my bed. Last night, the dog consumed about 80% of the width of the bed, which left me with a little sliver on the side. And so I ended up not open. It was not a comfortable way to end the night.
I thought you were going to say the dog ate the book.
No.
Like, they actually do that? I thought it was just something we lied about in school to get out of homework.
So hopefully soon.
All right. Coming up, we're going to do the Friday list. This week, it is best things about fall. We got your nominees yesterday, and we're going to give our top five. And you guys get to vote on which one is the best. That's coming up in just a few minutes here on Midday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
what
people outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.